You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
According to the CDC, the current rate of obesity for children and adolescents aged 2 to 19 years old is 17%. Now, that's affecting some 12.7 million kids over the past decade. And this is in America. I mean, this is really, really too high. Now, I really believe that we just don't talk enough about how childhood obesity. As doctors, pediatricians, as healers, we just don't talk enough to our parents and teaching them how to prevent it. Now, why should parents start making the changes now? Why? And it's because it's predicted that this is going to be the first generation our children will die at an earlier age than their parents. Meaning, you know what? These kids will die earlier, younger, and with more diseases such as diabetes and cardiovascular disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's, you know, cancers. Now, we don't want any of this to happen. Now, in the previous segments, Melanie Cole confirmed that our children are getting sicker at an earlier age. She spoke about the causes, the demographics, and solutions of childhood obesity, right? And then in another segment, Dr. Corinne Cross said that, you know what, we've got to get our children to move more, that exercise is one of the key components to preventing childhood obesity. And then our registered nutritionist, Ashley Koff, gave us some great nutrition tips for both parents and kids. If you didn't get a chance to listen to any of those previous shows on childhood obesity, please go back and listen to the replays. Now, today on Nature's Secrets, I want to give a lot more information, a really deep dive in how to make real changes in your life, in your children's lives, so you can start feeling better about your bodies and health. Now, we know it's a lifestyle choice. It's a lifestyle choice that really truly dictates the outcome of our health and our future. And it's true that, you know, children of obese parents are often obese themselves. And it's not because it's just genetics. It really isn't. You know, in most cases, it's actually that the parent modeling, you know, poor choices relating to their diet and exercise. So we got to start at home. And, you know, if a parent is going home after work and they go grab that bag of chips in front of the TV rather than eating a healthful meal together at the dining table. Or let's say that, you know, parents end up regularly picking up fast food as a reward for these little ones. These parent factors is really creating the bad habits in these children and our children. And that's what's more difficult for the kids to be able to do it themselves. We've got to teach our children to be strong and resilient and know that what we want to do to our bodies is what's going to govern how healthy they will be in the future. So this is to develop a lifelong association of healthy foods with our behaviors, right? We don't want to create unhealthy food with emotional and behavior associations so that each time they think about they're upset about something, they're going to go grab that ice cream or cookie or soda pop. You know what I mean? So it all starts from us, the adults. So what shall we do? What can we do? I'm going to teach you right now. You got to go into how can I make my home healthier? Because if it's healthier in the home, then it's going to be a lot easier to manage your children's health. So everything that you buy, I want you to look at when you go into the grocery stores. Now, I only, you know, buy things at the farmer's market, as well as in the at the health food stores. I rarely go to those big, you know, grocery stores that are out there. I usually go to the health food stores because that's what I want. I want organics. Now, if you're not able to you know, some of the foods are very expensive getting organic. But, you know, if you go to the farmers markets, very often you'll find some really great vendors that doesn't cost as much. And you want to go for the organics because all those chemicals, if you're having too much chemicals in your body, that in of itself will cause you to gain more fat. Did you know those chemicals are stored in fat? So that so often those fats are what we're going to promote the growth of fat, increase the amount of fat in our body because we've got too much toxins. So in my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, I go through a really great plan to reduce inflammatory foods that can wreak havoc, cause allergies and weight gain and a disorder that goes on in the gut. You know, there's so much that I can share. Now, if you don't have time to read a book, I have made it, you know, much easier for you. Now, I wish I can talk a full hour with you on the details of what foods to buy and what not, but, you know, and how to jumpstart your children's metabolism. But because I don't have the time, I've made it really, really easy for you. I've created the Ultimate Wellness Do's and Don'ts Food Checklist, and it's a complete grocery list for you to go with your children. You can show your kids these are the things that we're going to get for us so that we can make a healthy, fun, and delicious meal. And to get this grocery list, you can go to drsuzanne.com/mm2. That means M as in Mary and MM2, the number 2. So again, drsuzanne.com/mm2. You're going to find there on this grocery list that there's 7 types of foods you really must avoid so that you don't sabotage your family's health. It's a comprehensive food that will remove all the inflammatory foods that can cause you to have more weight gain, slow down your metabolism, give you foggy brain, and low energy. Now, you know that the kids, when they have low energy, all they want is more sugar. So we want to maintain their health by giving them the nutrients and foods that give them energy. There's also 9 categories of healthy foods that on that list that will heal you from the inside out to maximize your child's metabolism and immediately help you and your children's ability to lose fat that's going to be damaging to your future and longevity. All right, so you know, if you notice on that list, you're not going to find any packaged foods such as chips and cold cereals, cookies and ice cream. And that's because we all know that those are the ones that are going to increase the fat deposition on all our body parts internally as well as superficially. And that's what is going to increase the weight gain. So what's my second thing that I want everyone to do is everyone to move more. Now, I want more activity. It doesn't have to be exercise. And it's important that you incorporate natural types of activity into your health and your child's life. Natural movements. So, you know, if you've got stairs going up to your doctor's office, make sure, don't take the elevator, take the stairs. There's a lot of things that we can do. And we know that the CDC asks us to at least have 1 hour physical activity a day, and including activities as brisk walking and vigorous walking. Well, I want you to know that there's one thing that I want to share. My best friend, one of my best friends is a celebrity fitness instructor in Dallas, Texas. Her name is Kim Truman, and she gave me this one great tip to help you and your kids have a lot of fun and even bring in the children's from the friends in the neighborhood. You can make up this awesome obstacle course in your backyard or put it up in your local park, and all you need is an outdoor chalk, a hula hoop, a ball, bucket, or trash can, and cones, and a towel to build a lot of fun and challenging circuit. So you make a station, and you repeat this circuit, and you can do jumping jacks at one, hula hoop at another for 10 seconds to a minute, push-ups, 10 to 15 push-ups, hopscotching, and you can put the make a hopscotch game, basketball right into that trash can 10 times, toe-touching, cone drills, running around the cones, beetle bug sit-ups. I mean, these are awesome. You know, what a fun course. Discover more with Kim and at her blogs at kimtrumanfitness.com. Now, better yet, you better go up there and be part of that too. Go out there and start moving yourself. Now, the reality of your kids is that, you know what? It's all about your good decisions. We all want our kids to have the best possible health and future. Let's be the number one champion for them, their advocate. We are all that they've got. You must be the change you wish to see in the world. You must be the change you wish to see in the world. This is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life. Stay well, everyone.